Is Jacksonville big enough to have prostitutes, do you know?
Mm-hmm. You will find those on Ferris Street. That's why you find a lot of nothing down there.
Is that what people call them?
Uh-huh.
Is that what people call them?
Well, they got a lot of names for them. What are you talking about, the prostitutes?
Yeah.
Hoes, hookers. That's about it, and prostitutes. You can call any of those girls ladies of the evening. You call those. You call, you know, when you think of ladies of the evening, you think of the, you know, the big ones. Not the ones that are out there walking the streets.
I mean, like a high price one?
Yeah.
Those are big ones.
Ladies. Like the happy hooker. You know, yeah. You would call her one of New York's finest. Yeah, that's what you got.
Yeah.
She come high price.
Right. Well, what about the guy who manages prostitutes?
Pimp. That's all you know, the pimp.
You ever see him downtown?
No, not really, because I don't go down there at night. You know, they be in some of those cheap hotels sleeping in the daytime.
Yeah, absolutely. What would you call a house where a bunch of these prostitutes were?
Stay. Homeless day.
Yeah. That's it. Okay. Well, are there any theaters in town that show adult movies or X-rated movies?
Oh, you mean R and X and all that? It's downtown Ferris Street, the Alamo. Not the Alamo, but it's another little theater. It's, you know, it's terrible to go into. You know, all those wildos going to sleep it off and all that. That's the one right down there. Then the Alamo shows pictures like that. And those about the only two because, you know, all of them show R-rated movies, but it's not really that bad. You know, like the X one, all that like that. All that gross stuff you see that down there.
Would people ever call a place something like a X-rated movie house or anything like that? Or do they just call it the Alamo?
They just call it by the name. You know, like they say, you can find a movie like this down at this theater or whatever.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. What about the man who delivers your mail? What do you call him?
Mailman. What's up?
Okay. Well, what about the guy who picks up your garbage?
Garbage man.
Have you ever heard of any name for a person, a person who has influence at City Hall with the city government? What would you say he has?
Connections.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Pool?
Huh?
He's got pool?
I haven't really heard of that.
Just connections. Have you ever heard of a man who really doesn't have a real job? He's just on the payroll. Doesn't do anything.
Hitman.
What?
A hitman.
Well, what is a hitman? What do you think?
When I think of a hitman, that's a man. It does job for whoever pays him. When you think of a hitman, you usually think of him killing somebody or doing something that'll hurt them or something like that. You know, something that would really ruin them or something like that. Like they would, that was something else. When you think, let's see, a hitman and a narcissist. Nah, not a narcissist, I'm thinking of something else. But a man that set fires.
Oh, arsonist?
Arsonist, yeah. Those are the only two that you think of being on the payroll or something like that.
What about a place like I think you mentioned was it some food warehouse or something like that? Some sort of warehouse.